This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-578-0092, or on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. One of my favorite times of the week is when we bring in our super friend. He is Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network, and he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
Andrew.
Good morning. What's the good word?
It's really early out there.
Morning, my friend. Yes, it is.
We go through this routine every week. Yes, it is still very early here.
Are you driving today? You don't sound like it.
No, I'm not.
Good. Good to hear.
Andrew, I need to ask you, what is the latest from your world on J.J. Watt and where he will
no
land?
No idea.
And will he land? Oh, come on, man. There's
no
got to be something going on.
I'm not.
You
got
to give us something.
A wiseacre here. The man's going to make up his mind when he makes up his mind. I think the story is the fact that I said this on the air yesterday, that the Browns are even a contender, that we've gotten to the point now where you're saying maybe they're a destination. I mean, that right there is the story. You can go back 2 years ago and say that, you know, after in Baker's rookie year, the late season run where they almost kind of sort of got in, at least played meaningful games in December, which was in and of itself a big deal. And then they go out and get Odell. I mean, that showed they entered a new phase of aggressive free agency and trying to, you know, put themselves over the top. The idea that they made the playoffs, they won a game, and that now people, you know, with a straight face go on TV and say they're a legitimate part of any big ticket free agent conversation, I think is the story. Whether or not he wants to go there, that I could not tell you. I know his wife plays for the Chicago soccer team.
Professional. Yep.
And, you know, people have speculated that, but I can't see the Bears spending that money. You know, they have far bigger issues like finding a quarterback and trying to convince Allen Robinson that if they give him the franchise tag, they are not, you know, if they give him the franchise tag, it's almost like, we know you hate our quarterback, so we're going to try to prevent you from leaving to force you to play with them.
Does J.J. Watt come with a buyer beware label that would make
you
shy away?
And you got to realize his age. I mean, his best days are behind him. But let's make that clear. J.J. Watt's 20 sack seasons, I'd love to see one again for him, are behind him. But what he can do is still be disruptive. He still had like 15, 16 tackles for a loss last year, maybe 15, I think. So he still gets in the backfield. And look, they need guys, whether it's – we talked about this last time, whether it's J.J. Watt or anybody, insert name wherever you could find him, whether it's a first-round pick or a free agency pickup, somebody on that opposite side. Olivier Vernon, even if he is somehow ready for September, which is probably a long shot, is an aging player. Coming off a major Achilles injury. So one way or the other, we know they have to shore up that spot. But, he can still play, and he can still definitely be the bookend that you need. I don't know if you're going to get the flash production, though, that you saw in his heyday. That heyday was a while ago.
Andrew, as we get closer to the draft, and we already had a mock Monday yesterday, so we're very excited we did a mock Monday yesterday, so we've already talked about mock.
Did you mock the draft?
Oh, usually. Never. How dare you say that about mock drafts and what they're all about? I mean, they are mock. I mean, come on, man.
Hold on one sec. Daniel Jeremiah and I always joke that there is one of his mock drafts. And by the way, his new 2.0 top 50 player rankings were soon to hit NFL.com. So go there for that content today. But usually I give him grief. One of his mock drafts, when he is just exhausted sometime early April, is done by his teenage son. Try to figure out which one. That's the game.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll do that. So listen, there's this notion now that's kind of floating around that maybe the Browns should be drafting a wide receiver with their first round pick. What do you think of that?
I don't mind it. I don't mind. Look, let me rephrase that. The Browns have, what, $30 million tied up in Odell and Jarvis Landry? That's not going to last forever. You need somebody to stretch the field. You hope Odell Beckham will be that guy to stretch the field. He, too, though, is coming off a major injury. Not an Achilles, an ACL, but ACLs, even though, you know, big-name guys get them all the time, and you can rush the comeback, and it isn't 12 months anymore, and guys can come back and perform. You're still not the same. I mean, talk to anyone who's got an ACL. They always tell you that the first year, you're fine. You get fine. You come back. You play. But you're not truly yourself until the second year back. And he makes a lot of money. Odell's going to be on the team. I do believe that, unless somebody blows them away. But you have to ask, do you need to go get a young wide receiver to stretch the field, to be the other guy? And I certainly think it's part of the conversation, but so too is edge rusher. Right, I mean, most of our guys on NFL.com have the Browns taking outside backers or edge players with their first-round pick because it is a need and because it is a very deep position in this year's draft.
If you're the Browns, would you prefer to find that guy in the draft or would you prefer to find that guy in free agency, Andrew?
I prefer to find players that make plays that don't cost me a lot of money. I mean, you could get lucky and be like the Rams who give Leonard Floyd a one-year, $10 million deal and he gets double-digit sacks. Or you could be a team that doesn't get lucky like the Falcons who give a former Ram, Dante Fowler, a long-term deal with eight figures guaranteed and he doesn't do a darn thing. So, look what the Titans did last year, right? They gave Vic Beasley all that money who didn't show up and they barely played and they got rid of him and ate a lot of cash. Or they went and finally, I mean, they did a month-long dance with Jadeveon Clowney. Remember, we talked about maybe Jadeveon Clowney going to the Browns. What'd he do? He did nothing. You got to be careful and you got to make sure those players are total scheme fits and locker room fits as well. Because going out and just trying to buy sacks doesn't often work.
Andrew, news of the day today. It sounds like we are getting closer, or at least the work is being done to go to a 17-game season with three preseason games. Your thoughts on that?
It's inevitable. I mean, if you go back exactly a year and we were in Indianapolis at the Combine, seems like 50 years, I realize. It was all but decided right then and there that we would be going to the 17-year model. That's when the new CBA was getting finished, right? Before the start of the new league year, when we finally knew what the salary cap numbers would look like and we could conduct business and Tom Brady could become a Buccaneer and all those things. It was only an issue of when it happens, not if it happens, when it happens. And it will happen when the new TV deals will come out. The next 2 weeks will be fairly significant, 3 weeks actually, and the free agency, the franchise tag window opens today, and teams have until March 9th. I would not expect the Browns to tag anyone. I guess Larry Ogunjobi a couple of years ago you could have projected, but I don't think that's going to happen. And then they have until March 9th for those tags. I know I'm wandering here, but with a purpose. Free agency opens on the 17th. It is widely believed that the league will have some kind of announcement for extensions on at least some of the television deals, whether it's CBS or Fox or ESPN, whatever. So when you have those deals done on paper, you're guaranteeing future revenue, and it is then you can lock in the salary cap number for this year, whether it's 185, whatever it is. And it helps you plan out future spending, future revenues. So once the TV deal happens, then we're going to go to 17. It's already, you got to argue whether it's been truly agreed to, but it's on paper that the league has the ability to do it. So it's going to happen.
We kicked this around for a while yesterday, and it was about a victory lap for a great player, and does a franchise owe a guy, and blah, 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 and it was based all around Roethlisberger. What do you think is going to happen there? And if you're the Steelers, do you think you actually improve your team, and I know it's because probably money, maybe play, if you get rid of him or if he retires, or are you better off next year with him as your quarterback?
You have to ask, can the guy play anymore? Honestly, that's the biggest issue. Can they can't afford to pay him at his current number. They have to lower that number. They have made that clear, and he has made it clear that he's willing to work with them to figure it out. But, you know, I was on vacation last week, guys. I didn't watch the Kevin Colbert thing, and I actually tried to totally turn my phone off and get away from people. But when I read those Kevin Colbert quotes, my first thought was, here is a general manager who is publicly pleading with his quarterback to retire so he doesn't have to cut him. That's what it sounded like to me. Now, not everyone agrees with me, but
I thought the same thing. I just think it's a tough spot.
Look, Ben Roethlisberger still got them to 11-0. Now, a lot of it was the defense, but look, you thinking of Duncan, but since week 11, and you can't take out the Colts game because, you know, the last quarter and a half, third quarter, and then the fourth quarter, he turned it on. He started throwing the ball downfield. Here comes old Ben. Here come the old Steelers, and they're in the playoffs. Yay, everyone's happy. But from week 11 on, he was worst in the NFL for yards per attempt. It was like 5 yards, 5.2 yards or something like that. Sure, he had his moments, but, I mean, the MJ Stewart pass, some Steelers fans will tell you, was the worst pass the guy's thrown in a decade. The pick in the playoff game. Now, that's boo-hoo hyperbole from a bunch of sore, you-know-what, Steelers fans. But, I mean, was the guy that you saw in December and January a quarterback who could win anymore? Maybe. But they got to redo the offensive line. They have a new offensive coordinator. They have salary cap issues on defense. And I don't know that anyone in that building believes that Mason Rudolph is the guy. And also, because you made the playoffs, you're picking in the 20s. So can you go draft that guy this year? Probably not. I mean, they are in a bind.
Andrew Siciliano from
Haskins or Rudolph? Or somebody
else? I'm sorry?
Haskins, Rudolph, or somebody else if they look somewhere? You know, if
all right, well, that's their issue. They have no good answer. So they could go get someone else, but with who and what? With no cap space, because they're stuck paying Ben $19 million regardless. So they are really backed into a corner. Nobody thinks Dwayne Haskins is in any position to take over the Steelers next year. Not after the stunts he pulled last year in Washington, and they were stunts. So what do they do? I mean, Mason Rudolph, I mean, if you hit Mason Rudolph, there are some people that think you're kind of like just hitting Control-Alt-Delete and going, we are the Bubby Brister Steelers.
Yep. Can you see him playing another – can you see Roethlisberger wearing another jersey? Like, I can't.
I can't, but, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, where would it be? Like, could you – maybe Denver, like, but Elway's not the decision maker anymore. Elway has a voice, you know, in John Elway's eternal search to find the right quarterback, and he did in Peyton Manning. But would there be like the old guy quarterback club where maybe Ben would be a fit there? You know, they went and tried to get Matthew Stafford, so clearly they're looking. But where else? You know, David Tepper is a former Steelers partner. He owns the Panthers. I can't see Matt Rhule wanting to go with Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay, close your eyes on this one. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
You have a coach who's getting older, maybe not wanting to play for too much or not wanting to coach for much longer, and he knows how to run an offense that traditionally has a quarterback who is in the shotgun, in the pocket, and probably doesn't get touched very often. Could you see him playing for the Patriots?
I couldn't. Okay. I mean, look, anything's possible. I hadn't thought of that one. I don't think so. I think Belichick is smart enough.
I do too, but
I think Belichick is smart enough to know, and if you look at some of the other moves he's made over the last few years, that the future is with quarterback mobility, right?
Right.
You know, not quarterbacks that physically can't move. Right?
True.
I don't know that I would see. And who's he throwing to? One of the reasons Ben was able to succeed this year is that they have so many dink and dunk options there, right? Whether it's James Conner, Benny Smeller, Juju Smith-Schuster, Deontay Johnson, obviously their history, Kevin Colbert's history is long and decorated as defining, you know, mid-round wide receivers, right, to make Ben and that offense work. Who's he throwing to in New England?
Former Kent State quarterbacks? I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Who
of
are likely
else.
Done at this point, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if he plays there again.
Very, very interesting, Andrew. Look,
I mean, the Steelers might just say, we're stuck paying him $19 million. He's the best option we have. Right? But then we're not paying you $40 million. You have to bring that money down. You know, let's try to make this work one more time.
While we figure it out.
Yeah.
While we figure it out.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Andrew, thank you. As always, we love talking to you. You're a special friend of the show. I want you to know that. I want you to take
guys,
me through the next week.
I missed you last week.
Uh-huh.
It was sad. It really was.
Thanks, pal.
All right. Make sure you check out Andrew Siciliano on the NFL Network, and he's always with us each and every week here. Andrew, have a great day, my friend. All right, and by the way, I want to remind you that he is a special friend of the show. That also makes him an expert. And expert segments on 92.3 The Fan are brought to you by Burrs Heating and Cooling. Call the experts at Burrs Heating and Cooling. Visit BERSHVAC.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.